Hey there and welcome to Soul Church.
Our prayer is that this message encourages you wherever you may be in life.
You know, we've been hearing so many stories about what God is doing in people's lives, and we'd love to hear yours. So take a second and send your story to stories@soulchurch.com.
Thanks again for joining us today, and we hope that you enjoy the message. God bless.
Oh, what a great morning. How lovely is it to see you all? I walked in at the start of the service, and you're all here, and I could just obviously see the back of your heads, but I just really felt the Spirit of God just breathing. I felt Him breathing fresh wind inside of us as we were singing songs about giving God worthy and glorifying Him. And so thank you for being here today. We all bring that atmosphere of faith, and so let's believe that God is going to shift something in our lives, shift something in our situation, and believe for the best days ahead of us. Hey, amen. Thank you, worship team. Come on, let's give them a huge thank you. They're doing such a good job. All right. So obviously it's Mother's Day, and I am just so honored to be a mom. I'm so grateful for what God has done in my life to love my children, even though they wipe off my kisses. But it's really cool. Actually, you can take your seats, but it's really cool that this week, this particular week, we've actually celebrated International Women's Day on, I think it was on Monday, and we, some of us got to tune into the Color Conference, which started on Friday night, and then it was all day yesterday, and then today is Mother's Day. Okay, what a special week to celebrate the feminine heart. All right, give yourselves a round of applause, because it's a special week for every single girl in the house. And I just read this quote. Well, it's sort of like a little poem that I read, and I thought I'd share it with you today. And it's about womanhood. And it says, "She is woman. She is mother, daughter, wife, sister. She is a person. She is strong, smart, and crafty. She is passionate, courageous, generous. Cooking barefoot is only one of the several superpowers that she has. She is action, emotion, devotion. She has hope, beauty, and power. She has a brain, and she knows how to use it. She gives you life. She gives you respect, love, and gratitude. She believes in you. She will nurture you, fight for you, and she deserves nothing less from you." So come on, why don't we give one more time all of our women in the house a huge well done. Well done. Cooking barefoot is one of her many superpowers. Okay, so Father, right now, Lord, we are just so grateful to be found in your house, Lord God. We are so grateful, God, that we get the opportunity to come before you once again, Lord. Day and night, night and day, Father, I pray, God, that today would be so special, God, so significant, Lord. We know that people in this room, God, have struggled and have found themselves in challenging times, especially over this last year, Lord God. I thank you, Father, that you're about to do a new thing in our lives, Father. I thank you that you have the power, God, to bring change and transformation, God. I pray that the word would not just be information to our ears, God, but it would have the power to change us, challenge us, Lord, and cause our lives to move forward and advance into everything you have called us to in the mighty, wonderful, majestic, holy, wonderful name of Jesus. And all God's people said, amen. Oh, amen. Come on, say it a little bit louder. Amen. Okay, so we have been in this amazing series called Advance. Who's been really challenging yourself to keep advancing in your everyday? We've talked about advancing in prayer. Steve spoke so brilliantly on prayer and how we can advance. And we have launched the War Room a few weeks ago. Who's been really taking that, the War Room, seriously? I mean, I've been seeing people come in, and we had like 5-6 pages of people tuning into the War Room. So let's continue that hunger for prayer. Advancing in community, Rachel spoke so beautifully the other week about community, how important it is when iron sharpens iron. We are here for each other. We are here to build each other up. Don't forsake the gathering of yourselves together. We are all about advancing in community, advancing in mission, John talked about as well a few weeks ago. And then next week, John is going to be speaking on advancing in the promise. He has got an explosive word. I'm kind of just talking it up, but I know he's going to bring a power-packed word about the promises of God for you and for me so our lives can advance. So today I kind of like, it's not like technically one of the, you know, the series, one of the words that we're kind of focusing on. So it's more of like a buy four, get one free deal today for you. I was really thinking about how is it that we can continue to advance in our lives? How is it that in 2021, when we face so many obstacles in 2020, how can we continually advance in our life? Our key scripture is Psalm 18:29. You, O Lord, keep my lamp burning. You keep my lamp burning. My God turns my darkness into light. With your help, I can advance against a troop. With my God, I can scale a wall. You know what I love about this portion of scripture is this. Yes, I can, with my God, I can advance against a troop. And yes, with my God, I can scale a wall. But David emphasizes here in the first part, you, O Lord, keep my lamp burning. Keep my lamp burning. God, you turn my darkness into light. What does God want to do in us first? This is what I believe he wants to do. He wants to prepare us first. You want to advance in your life? Would you cry out that cry, Lord, when the troops are around me, when everything is, seems to be coming against me, I know with your help I can advance, but keep my lamp burning. Keep my lamp burning, Lord. Keep putting that oil, Lord, of joy, God, for morning. Keep putting that oil inside of me so my lamp can keep burning. Keep turning the dark things in my life into light. It's a choice every single day. God, what do you want to do in me first before you can do something through me? What do you want to do in me? Have you prayed that prayer recently? God, what do you want to do in me? How am I going to advance? Okay, I can stop pointing the finger at what they need to change about them and start pointing the finger back to me and saying, what do I need to change about me? Lord, do it in me first. Do it in me. We can never underestimate what God is doing in us, what he's doing in you right at this very moment. He is building something strong inside of you, something strong to withstand the seasons that come and seasons that go, the changes, the wind, the rain, the storms, the earthquakes. He is building something strong inside of us. It reminds me of the time when in 2013, before John and I and Miracle were about to leave South Africa, and we really felt the call of God so clearly to come back to the UK. Did we have a plan? Absolutely not. We kind of felt like it was a bit of foolish faith, really. We're like, Lord, what are you calling us to do? We have no plan. Have you ever been in those moments? You're like, you're calling me to step out. I trust you. But this is kind of freaky right now. It was foolish faith in those moments leading up to leaving South Africa, and it was so hard. You know, when you transition, it's actually so hard to say goodbye to something you've sewn into and invested in. But we were prepared to take that step of faith, and we were staying with some friends and in their granny flat and with our many suitcases. And it was weeks before we were about to come back to England. And we went out for dinner one night, beautiful restaurant. I mean, if you've ever lived in Cape Town, South Africa, or visited, I mean, the food is beautiful. I ordered my I think it was a salmon, and it was beautiful fish. I'm like, thank you, Jesus, for salmon. Sorry if you're, what is it called? A pescatarian? Something like that. Yeah, pescatarian. Sorry about that. But I do love fish, and it actually has really good oils, omegas in it, alpha omega. good for the skin as well. But I ordered my meal, and it literally landed right in front of me. And in that moment, I get a phone call. Well, John gets a phone call. It's from the people that we were staying with. They were watching Miracle that night. And I get a phone call, we get a phone call, and it says, they say, don't panic. Okay, has anyone ever told you don't panic? You're like, you can't tell me not to panic, but miracle. Okay, even worse, don't tell me not to panic and then tell me, but miracle. My child, like, she just, you know, she's the world to me. You know, I love Jesus, I love my husband. When it comes to my child, there's something in me that rises up for her. And so, but miracle, and I'm like, oh my God, don't worry, she's been rushed to the emergency. What? Don't worry, she's been rushed to the emergency. Okay, this is weeks before we were about to leave South Africa. Okay, so then we're on the phone. Okay, I'm sorry, I couldn't even eat my dinner. I'm like, no, my salmon. So I left. We went to the hospital. I rushed in. I saw my daughter full of blood. I couldn't even believe it. She's got a gash in her eye, like it was wide open, blood, you know, all over her. And I'm like, baby, all I knew that she just wanted mommy to come and hold her. And so I got there. And what made it worse was the I think it was a trainee nurse was there. And I'm like, is there no doctors here? Like, I love you trainee nurses, but I'm like, please just get me a doctor. I don't want to deal with a training nurse. They're like, well, if we give her Calpol, she'll go to sleep, and then we can sew her eye up. I'm like, look, my daughter hasn't slept for 2 years. She is not going to go to sleep on Calpol. You better put something strong inside of her if you're going to go anywhere near her eye. So the Calpol didn't work. Then they gave her a dosage of something. I think they put it in her backside. And do you remember those? Put it in her backside. Have you ever had a shot in your backside? It does hurt. Okay, anyways, I'll keep going. So they put it in, but the problem was they gave her too much dosage. So instead of putting her to sleep, she went a bit like, whoa, like a little bit like she had a bit of grandpa's old cough medicine in her. And she was like, ooh. They're like, we're so sorry. We didn't realize the dosage and she's still little. And so you're going to have to wait an hour for it to wear off. And I'm like, are you joking? Miracle's like, ooh. And I'm like, just sew her eye up. Then by the time they, you know, put the, trying to put her something, the needle in her hand, it took them 4 times before they could even find a vein to put it in. I'm like, I literally, the 4th time, I'm like, babe, they honestly better get a real doctor in here because I'm about to lose it. And so, you know, all those things. And then they said, okay, once they got in her, she went to sleep. And then they went to sew up her eye. They said, she'll be down for about an hour, 30 minutes, her eyes open. I'm like, yep, that's my daughter. She never even sleeps, not even when she's put down. So the moral of the story is, in this journey, it was very, very traumatic in that time. But you know, even in the setback of the hospital emergency, God already prepared me for that moment. He prepared John and I for that moment. Even if I didn't feel prepared, I'm like, I'm gonna lose it. Like Mama Bear is about to come out. Have you ever said, I'm not prepared for this? Have you ever had those moments where you're like, I'm not prepared for this? COVID hits, I'm not prepared for this. But little do you realize you are prepared for this. God has prepared you for this. In 1 Corinthians 10, 13, it says, no testing is overtaken you except ordinary testing, but God is faithful. He will never give us anything we cannot handle. He will never give you anything you can't handle.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
COVID. He will never give you anything you cannot handle. You are more prepared than you realize. He's prepared us for what we could not visualize in 2013. The promise of what we are standing in today, Soul Church Norwich, the ability to reach a community, the ability to tell people about the good news of Jesus, the ability to produce, 1.8 million boxes of food to people and families and homes. Do you not think that God has prepared you for where you are now and what you're about to step into tomorrow? Amen. Today, he's preparing all of us for the days to come. 1 Corinthians 2:9 says, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived, the things which God has prepared for those who love him. Do you love him in this room today? Do you love him? That is all that he desires from us, is love, our love and devotion to him, because he's got amazing things prepared for us. So today we want to talk to you about that 4 buy 4 get 1 free deal. Sort of like this kind of floats it all together. Prepare to advance, Soul Church.
Thank you,
prepare to advance. There is power in preparation. There is power in our preparation. Men have walked on the moon because of preparation. Hello. Airplanes take off when they used to, take off and land because of preparation. Great institutions like universities, schools operate day in and day out, affecting millions of people because of preparation. The governments govern because of preparation. Cars are driven because they have been prepared. Healthy homes are made through preparation. Preparation is powerful. Now, do you think of yourself as the prepared type? Are there any prepared types in the room? Who are my people who are super organized and prepared? Just come on, don't be shy. Yeah, you're super organized. You're sort of the mom who carefully reads every email from school. You fill in the forms on time. You prepare the lunch boxes the night before. You get clothes and shoes shined before the school day comes the next day. Are you that person? You're over-prepared. I love it. Or perhaps you're the last-minute ones. Raise your hand if you're the last minute. Okay, God bless you. Maybe you're the one that misses the emails. You eat your breakfast out the door. You finish putting on your makeup whilst dropping your kids off to school. How you juggle it all is absolutely amazing. Now, whatever side that you lean towards, whether super prepared or not, there is something deep inside of every single one of us that is uniquely designed for readiness and preparation. No matter if you're a last minute or if you're a proper prepared person. And don't you dare believe the lies to make you think that you are underqualified. Don't you dare believe the lie to make you think that you are not ready to handle today. Don't you dare for a minute think that you are not prepared for the journey ahead. It brings me to Jeremiah when he writes, when the Lord speaks to Jeremiah in the first chapter, verse 5 through 9. And it says, verse 5, we'll start there. And it says this, the Lord speaks to Jeremiah, says, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nation. Verse 7, do not say I am too young. You must go wherever, to everyone I send you, and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you, and I will rescue you, declares the Lord. Verse 9, then the Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth and said to me, I have put my words in your mouth. Amen. God has put his words in our mouth. He has put, you know, the prophet Jeremiah was 17 years of age when he had to deliver a very, very challenging message to the Israelites. They had turned away from God. They have turned away from God's law. This is probably one of the most difficult times in Israelite history. Persecution and opposition, the siege of Jerusalem and God's people exiled. You know, the reading of this gospel book really highlights Jeremiah's close walk with the Lord. You know, he had a very real and honest, transparent relationship with a God that would regularly strengthen him and remind him of his calling. When was the last time that you were transparent and open enough with God? That you stood before him and said, God, without you, I can do nothing. I need your words to be in my mouth. You see, God was preparing Jeremiah on the inside first, teaching him to win from within.
Yeah, that's good.
Do you know how important it is to win from within?
Yeah, well, that's so true.
It doesn't matter if you, you know, accomplish the greatest things in your life, but if you cannot win from within, you will shrivel, you will talk yourself down. You will stay at a low place because you have not understood the plan and the purpose that God has for you, for your everyday. He is for you. He formed you even before you were even born. He knew you. Your friends think they know you. They don't know you. God knows you. Isn't it amazing to be known? John can know everything about me, but he doesn't know everything about me because God, I am known by God. I am known. You are known by God. So run to the one that knows you. Run to the one that loves you. Jeremiah knew that if he remained close to God, God would remain close to him, preparing him to advance. The Lord goes on to say this, Jeremiah 1, verse 17, actually it says, now get yourself ready, Jeremiah. Get yourself ready. Right? Prepare yourself. Stand up and say to them, whatever I command you, do not be terrified by them, or I will terrify you before them. Today I have made you. Listen to this. This is so encouraging. I've been saying this since the start of the year when I had this revelation. Today I have made you a fortified city, an iron pillar and a bronze wall to stand against the whole land. Do you not think that God is in control? He is in control. When everything around us is fading, when everything around us is so uncertain, he has made inside of you a fortified city. An iron pillar and a bronze wall. Nothing can stand against you. Nothing. Jeremiah had to learn how to prepare himself. You know, there's a time right now that we have to learn. We have to dig even deeper to learn how to prepare ourselves. I can't rely on my husband. I can't rely on Rachel and Steve. I can't rely on my family in America. God wants to teach me how to prepare myself. And it starts with my mind. And it starts with my heart. It starts on the inside of me. I'm teaching my gorgeous justice how to prepare, you know, himself, how to get himself ready. I love him. He's 6 years old. He's on a journey. I lay his clothes. You know, this is what I do. I not only make him, and they make them breakfast in the morning. I lay his clothes out in front of him, you know, whilst he's eating. I'll put his shoes right in front of him. I'll prep his toothbrush with water and toothpaste. I'm sure many of you moms have done that as well, just to help him. You know, I don't, you know, those cavities, they come in and I'm like, you better brush your teeth. But for some reason, Justice just cannot get it together. He does not fully know how to get himself ready. But this mommy knows best, right? Mommy knows best. And so this is what happens when you don't get it together. If you don't brush your teeth, we'll brush them for you. You see, Jesse, just as much as we're encouraged from the Lord to get ourselves ready. And yes, there is a responsibility that all of us have. And at some point, you're going to have to grow up. And at some point, we're going to have to grow up. We can no longer just live on milk. We've got to grow up. We've got to learn how to feed ourselves. I cannot feed it for you. You've got to learn how to feed yourself. But there are times, just like Jesse, we need help. We need help from time to time. In 2 Corinthians 12:9, it says this, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me. God's power. So even when you can't get yourself ready, even when you're so upset by the challenges that you are facing, God knows and he cares. And his grace is sufficient for you. His power is made perfect in your weakness. How beautiful is that? How beautiful is that? That's how much he loves us. That even when we don't get it wrong, sometimes he comes along at night and he just brushes our teeth for us. He just cleans out some of that decay. He gets to the bottom of it because he wants to help us. Our daddy knows best. Our daddy knows best. Okay, so the question is, how do I prepare myself to advance? How do I prepare in this season, Chantel, when things just don't seem okay right now? I'm not okay. I've actually been really affected by this. How do I prepare to advance? Perhaps you're struggling to see life, how life can advance when there's so many obstacles in your way. Jeremiah gives us some good insight as to what God wants to prepare in us. Do you know that you cannot bypass the process? You actually cannot bypass the process. I've met so many people that are later in their years that they just kept sweeping things under the carpet, thinking that it would just go away. Just shut your eyes and just maybe it would just disappear, but it never does. It always comes back, and it comes back worse than it when it first started. If you don't learn right now to deal with some of the issues that are calling out, screaming out of your life right now, that not only you recognize it, but other people start to recognize it in your life, it will leave you in chains. You cannot bypass the process. Okay, the process of preparation, number one, is this: our identity. How do we process our identity when the world is telling us one thing and God's word says another? It breaks my heart to think that when I see things like Social Dilemma, this crazy show that I, you know, little Netflix documentary about how social media can actually change who you are. Now, if we are made in the image of God, why would we allow social media change? We are not made in the image of Instagram. We are not made in the image of Facebook. We are not made in the image of Vanity Fair. We are not made in those images. We are made in the image of God. So stop doubting who you are. You are made in His image. He loves you with an everlasting love. Stop listening to the voices of your past. Take off the labels that have been placed on you by other people. Shame off you today. Shame off you. Amen. You are valuable and loved. In Jesus' name, you need a little reminder today, especially you beautiful women, moms, daughters. Number one, you are beautiful. Number two, you are valuable. Number three, you are created as beloved in Christ as He lives inside of you. You are altogether beautiful, my darling. Song of Songs says, oh, there is no flaw in you. You are not your own. You were bought with a price. For we are created, we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Keep reminding yourselves that you are beautiful, valuable, and created as beloved, and Christ lives inside of you. Our identity, process, keep processing that so God can prepare something inside of you. Number two, our obedience is a process. You know that obedience is better than sacrifice, right? God is not after what we can do for Him. He's after our heart. He's after our heart and our willingness to lay down our own plan and say, God, I have set this out, but it's not my will. Like Jesus said, not my will, but your will be done in my life. God says to Jeremiah, do not say I am too young. You must go wherever I send you and say whatever I command you. Have there been moments when you've disqualified yourself, even though you knew God was calling you to listen and obey? I have. There have been many times. And I remember once I heard this beautiful woman speak, Priscilla Shira, on obedience. And she was talking about the different kinds of obedience. And she said, when you delay what God has called you to, when you say, oh, I'm not ready yet, I'm not quite there yet, I'm too old, I'm too young, you met all these excuses. She said one line and it changed everything for me. Delayed obedience is still disobedience. So you can delay all you want. You can make excuses of why you haven't answered God's calling on your life, why you haven't stepped into what He's requiring of you. It's still disobedience. You know the thing that touches my heart the most when I think about my children is when they obey me, is when they listen and obey me. Have you ever just be like, come on, get ready, Justice, get ready, Miracle, get ready, Justice, get ready, he's here in the room, Jesse, get ready, Jesse. I said, Justice Murray, never in a hurry. That's sort of our line. He's never in a hurry. But what I love about my children is when they listen and obey. when it's delayed, it's like then everything just, then I'm literally running out the door, chasing him, putting on his coat as he's leaving, handing him his breakfast as he's heading out the door to school. Life shouldn't be like that. If we choose to listen and obey God, when he says go, I will go. When he says move, I will move. Listen and obey. John 14 says, if you love me, God says, if you love me, obey my commandments. Just step out and say yes to God. Who cares if you don't think that you're perfect? That's all right. His power is made perfect in your weakness. It's okay. Just step out and say yes. Yes, it's scary, but step out anyway. Do it scared. Why do you think Soul Church is here today? Because we just did it scared. John talks about when he hid in the toilet our first day of church because he was absolutely terrified of what was God was requiring of us. Just do it afraid. Okay, number three, our trust. We got to keep that. That is part of the process, is our trust. You know, when I think about my trust in God, all I can think about is he's done it. He's done it before, Chantel. Like, Chantel, he's done it before. Why wouldn't he do it again? Like, he's done it before. He's going to do it again. He's brought reconciliation in your family. Why wouldn't he do it again, Chantel? Like, it's confidence. It's having that confidence in God to say, I trust you. You've done it before. No, you'll do it again. In verse 8, do not be afraid of them, right? Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and I will rescue you, declares the Lord. Amen. Just have the courage to trust and step out. Trust God at his word. If you're constantly worrying about something, you're not fully trusting God. Trust is the foundation for any relationship, really. You trust those you love, and you love those you trust, right? You trust those you love, and you love those you trust. Even when we don't understand, we still trust. We still trust. Jeremiah didn't understand what he, you know, that was a challenging season for him. He had to go, and he loved God, yes, but he loved the people. The scriptures refer to him as the weeping prophet. He's like, God, why have you done? You tricked me. You tricked me in this. In Jeremiah 20, he told me, like, you tricked me in this. Like, I didn't know that this is what the people are going to mock me. They're ridiculing me. They're calling me all sorts of names. But your word is like fire shut up in my bones. Even though I'm feeling all this pain around me, even though it all just seems so crazy and weird and not what I expected. But your word is like fire shut up in my bones. How can I not speak about you? How can I not trust you to fulfill the plan and the purpose that you have for these people? You see, the preparation process ultimately leads to the promise. But it's a process. Preparation, the process, leads to the promise. Don't bypass the process right now in this season of your life. Don't hide it under the carpet. Don't wish it away. The enemy would love you just to sit in a lie and just let everyone think that that's the real you, but it's not really the real you. With the real you, please stand up. Please stand up and be counted. God wants to use us mightily, but he can only use us so much until we're prepared to let it all go. Jeremiah 29:11, I'll finish here. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Aren't you so grateful that there are plans to prosper us, to give us a hope and a future? If you have any time this week, I would encourage you to read through Jeremiah. It's actually so encouraging, very timely sort of message that was going on in that time. It's very similar to what we are facing in these moments. But let his word be hidden inside of you so you will not sin against him. What is the promise that you are believing for today, moms? Maybe it's your child to come back home. What are you believing for, dads, young people? What are you believing to see as a promise in your life? Keep strong in your identity. Keep stepping out in obedience. Keep having the courage to trust God at His word, because we know that all things work together for good to those who love Him, who are called according to His purposes. Do you feel called today? Do you feel like you have something that you want to say to God, that you want to bring to God? Don't underestimate what He's doing inside of you. It is powerful. It's more than you can ever realize. He has prepared you for the moments ahead. As Rachel comes up, she's gonna give another invitation for anyone that's watching to receive this love from Jesus.
Yes, come on. Can we really honor Pastor Chantel for bringing such an incredible, heartfelt, personal, practical, anointed word? Are you encouraged today? I know I am. You can take your seats just for a moment, because I want to address those of you that are in the room, but also those of you watching online. Pastor Chantel is talking there about identity and purpose and meaning. And the only way you can find your true identity, your true north, the meaning for being on this planet, is to be connected with Jesus Christ, to know the God who created you, who loves you. As she read there, He has plans for you. Young person, older person, maybe you're watching for the first time today. Maybe you've watched for a long time, or maybe you've been in church, but you haven't yet made a decision to say yes to Jesus. He has plans for you. Plans not to harm you, but to prosper you and to give you a hope and give you a future beyond the grave, an assurance of eternity, an assurance of sins forgiven. No matter what you've done or haven't done, no matter your background, He loves you as you are, and He wants you to come right now as you are. And just now, in these closing moments, I'm going to pray a very powerful but simple prayer that even a child can pray. And I want you to join in with me across the screen in your living room, whether you're watching this afterwards or whether you're in the room right now. Maybe some of you have walked away from God during this COVID season and you've got disillusioned and disappointed, but you want to make your relationship with God that was a thing of the past, you want to bring it into the present. And if that's you right now, you'll know, because something is stirring in your heart. And I want you to pray this prayer with me. So either in the room or online, say this prayer together. And I believe that right now there's going to be miracles taking place as you say yes to Jesus, yes to sins forgiven, yes to meaning and identity, and yes to eternal life. Say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, come on in the room, say it loud to encourage those that might be praying. I ask you to come into my heart. Forgive me of my sin, my past mistakes. I choose you. I choose your way. I thank you for eternal life. I thank you, you've prepared great things for me, and I will walk in them in Jesus' name. Amen. Can we applaud each and every one that prayed that prayer for the first time? And if you in the room prayed that prayer for the first time or the second time and you meant it, we would love to talk to you afterwards. Just on the way out, some of our team will be there with Bibles, and just go up to them and say, hey, I prayed that prayer. I would love one of those Bibles. Here they are. Thank you, Emily. And we would want to be able to give one into your hand and maybe just take down some of your details so we can contact you during the week and encourage you and walk this journey with you so that we can do this together and be cheering you on. And online, there's a couple of things you can text the number on the screen, or you can pop in your details online, or maybe just put in the chat, I prayed that prayer, because we would love to be there with you and encourage you in this journey. So again, a huge thank you to Pastor Chantel.
Thanks again for tuning in. And if you said the salvation prayer today, we'd love for you to email connecttofaith@soulchurch.com so we can talk to you a little bit more about this incredible decision that you've just made.
Yeah, you know, and if at any point in the service you felt moved to give towards any of our local or global initiatives, then head to soulchurch.com and click on the giving at the top of the page.
Thanks again for joining us today, and we hope to see you again soon. God bless.